It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. I was going to say sunny Boca Raton, Florida, but it has not been very sunny lately.
No. Good weather for the ducks.
Exactly. So what do you have for us today?
Well, single family rents remain strong. Did you know that?
Yeah, I kind of knew that. I keep hearing in my own practice how rents are going up. Up, and everything's so expensive.
I know, it's crazy. But, you know, there's really one hitch to all this. The new rental housing developments that are out there, they're competing with existing rental stock, while renters' wages and growth could potentially begin slowing things down. So basically, you've just got a bunch of stuff being built.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things, you know, when they start building buildings, they did this like a year ago, 2 years ago. Even in our own market, Steve, I see all these buildings going up. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to keep them filled with renters.
I agree. But what you're saying is that there's a strong possibility that supply will outpace demand. And if wage growth doesn't keep pace, then maybe rental rates will start to soften. And is it possible that it will turn from a rental market or an owner's market renting to a renter's market where renters have more price power over the rent that they pay?
You know, it could, and we may see that. It's like anything else. Everything has its season.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I mean, we've seen it in the past, so there's no reason to believe that it won't happen in the future. I mean, when I look out right now, if you're looking just talk about single family rents, homes versus the condos, those prices have been rising real quickly. There's a real shortage of single family homes. We're talking about the apartments and the condos. We're seeing, you know, a lot of buildings being built.
Yeah. Why aren't they building more single family homes? That's the question, because interest rates have been very stable.
You need land.
That's true. Well, you know, there's still a lot of land in our area in Florida. That's, you know, west.
Right.
North.
You go west, you're with the Everglades.
Yeah, that's true. You're with the alligators. But
alligators.
Yeah, maybe we are running out of land to some degree, but we need more homes being built because interest rates have been stable for so long. I mean, the mortgage rate is still under 4%. Home prices have been rising, but it's still, I think, more affordable to buy now than it is to rent.
That's right. And if you look at areas, Steve, the highest vacancy rates, you're looking at Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Baltimore. Don't know why, but they have, you know, real high vacancy rates. So like anything else, real estate is local. So, you know, when we talk about this, you might be in your own local area, not seeing it in other parts of the country. They are seeing it.
You know, under factors for growth presentation that we've been looking at together, there's a statement here that really drove home to me. It says a strong labor market will drive a strong housing market, but you can't have a strong housing market without a strong economic foundation. And then it goes on to say that the recovery has been uneven. Listen to this, with roughly 70 counties making up roughly half of all the job growth. 70 counties. So,
yeah.
You know what? Find out what those counties are and go there.
I know.
Right.
It's the old 80-20.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that the way it is in your office? Well, who's doing the 80? Who's doing the 20?
I think it's more like 10-90. Don't tell anyone.
How about at home? Who's doing all the cooking and the shopping?
Oh, definitely. 99-1.
Well, Terry, getting back to this weather issue that we've had for the last week, I think it's going to continue as well. It reminds all of us down here that hurricane season is approaching, so it's time to review your insurance.
That's right. June 1 is when we started hurricane season, and really it's important for everybody to look at your deductibles. It's a good reminder to say, hey, let's take a look at our coverage. Are we adequately covered? And there's a lot of things that people don't realize. You know, windstorm deductibles versus flood insurance. What's that percentage of deductible? Do you have that kind of money to pay the deductible?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually pay, you know, if you have a smaller premium, you're going to have a higher deductible. If you have a higher deductible, you'll have a smaller premium. So when you're looking at your coverages, you know, what can you really afford? What's the best way for you to carry that insurance?
Yeah, but you know, I will say that when it comes to insurance, especially insurance that covers a big loss, you really should have, you know, a higher deductible you should use that because it's really not for the nickel diming stuff. It's not, you know, for something that happens for $500 or $1,000. It's for the big stuff.
Yeah. And over time, you're better off paying a smaller premium. In my opinion, you receive more money going that route than paying a higher premium, you know, because again, it's insurance. Insurance is in case. Doesn't mean we're ever going to have a hurricane again. It's just an insurance policy.
Well, I also advocate throwing all your lawn chairs in the pool and making sure that
you protect your patio furniture. And then there's the old duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape. Do not use duct tape. I don't know where that ever came from, but that's a very dangerous thing for anybody to do.
Doesn't work, folks.
No, it does not work, and it's so hard to get off once you're done. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.